Here we go.
What are we listening to again?
We were just listening to Eldritch Manners, and now we're on Vale.
Oh, it's my track.
Yay, Charlie.
Your fantastic track.
I guess so. I still sort of like it. So, yeah, this is Vale. Well, it's called Outer Reaches, but I just call it Vale. So, fun fact. This went through a lot of revisions. A lot of revisions, actually. Because when I was making this, I was still really new to writing music.
And yet it turned out wonderfully.
What?
And yet it turned out wonderfully.
It did turn out wonderfully. But originally, I planned to sort of combine it with a lab song. Sort of make them, like, a dual track. Where in the background, you'd hear bits and pieces of the lab theme in the background over the... under the Vale theme, but I couldn't think of anything to write for the lab theme, so eventually I just dropped that, and then Brad took over. And I just stuck the Vale theme.
Hmm.
But I like that part, the delay.
Mm. Yeah. It came out well. The art's by Isabel, right?
Yeah, don't ask why I'm sitting on a meteor.
Aren't you, like, playing on a video game console or something?
No, I'm drinking tea or something.
Yeah.
I know, it's the perfect place to drink tea. Meteor.
Obviously.
Yes.
I do really enjoy it. It's very ambient and...
That was
spacey.
The point. Yep. And I'm staring off at Durst for some reason.
Yes. And now we have Brad.
The lab theme.
Oh, the lab theme. This actually quotes Vale.
Vale, yeah.
Later on. But yeah, this is a really good piece. Very... What's the word? Labish?
Electronic?
Yeah, electronic, I guess.
Machine-like?
Yeah.
It's got a bit of sterility to it. Yeah. It feels
but
like...
I like that.
Yeah. I'm saying it's a good thing. It's got that lab feeling.
Right.
Also, did Brad do the art for it as well?
No.
Or did Raina?
No, someone else did the art.
Some...
He colored it.
Yeah. Or I think Raina did a outline and then Brad colored over it.
Oh yeah.
I can't.
Yeah,
remember.
It's pretty much it. I like how like Eldritch Murmurs, Vale, and Lab all go into, well, like, transition into each other really well.
Mm.
Or at least I think they do. I don't know.
I think it's a nice flow. It does sort of fit in with one another.
Avanok does a fantastic job considering that he's using GarageBand.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, GarageBand's kind of hard to sequence in. And especially hard to do production in.
Yeah, coming from all of us who at one point or another have tried writing music with GarageBand. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't attempted. Is it difficult?
It's kind of difficult. It's, I don't know.
But then we haven't gotten to Brad's like best song yet. We all have an opinion what his best song is, don't we?
Probably.
Now, next we've got Autogenesis by Red Pen, which is the theme for Ectobiology.
I really like that theme.
With art by Phosphorescence.
Mark, have you heard this? The Autogenesis?
I'm not sure if I have.
It's good. Got that nice bubble effect in the beginning.
I do love the art for this as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that Vero as well?
No, that was Phosphorescence.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Same one.
Oh yeah,
Vero
only did the art
thing.
For Eldritch Murmurs and Mysterious Messengers.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely feels like creation, sort of something's being made. Something's...
It's very tense.
Yeah. I wonder who's going to be the ectobiologist in Ovestock.
No, wait, it's usually the leader, so great job, Mark.
Yay.
Way to go.
I am your creator. The real question is, who's related to who?
Daddy?
Real question is, like, what? From what we've seen from ectobiology, you don't do much.
Uh-huh. You press a button.
Yeah, you just push button.
Press a button, and then suddenly I'm your god.
Yeah. Like, well, not even like everyone pressing a button. The cat pressed a button. Because remember, Vodka Mutini also
put some yoga on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, now we got another song by me and Scott. Get hyped.
I think Scott has
I was listening to that really loud percussion that's so jarring.
I do, Con. I have 11 songs out of 51.
Yeah, he has a lot of songs. But in a good way. I mean, that shows that he was really inspired.
Yeah.
I feel like this album is like Veritas and Koneko, the album, with some other people.
What? I only have five songs on the thing.
Five songs.
It's Veritas Koneko. No, it's Veritas Koneko and Brad with guest appearances by Imbrog, Rainer, and
And Shadowlith, the album. Well, I mean, like, Mark, you wrote an 11-minute long piece.
That's also true. Then again,
the thing is like three of my songs are like, well, actually, no, I'm gonna have more than 11, aren't I? Because I'm going the transition ones too.
Right. So it's Veritas the
14
album plus other people.
They're not long though. I mean,
well, ultimately, neither are the lullaby songs.
Yeah, exactly. I've really written like.
So no matter how much I'm like, no matter how much I like, rap on this song for being like not well produced at all, I still like the concept behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I really, when you came to me with the idea of, hey, you know, well, when Prosper dies, let's do a dark type of, a darker
Reprise.
Version of On Golden Dreams and call it Broken Dreams. And I was like, and the end of this is meant to transition straight into The Reckoning.
Yeah. Oh man. Speaking of The Reckoning, you ready to get your ears wrecked? Oninged.
Reckoned.
Yeah, reckoned by the Black King of Music, Trog himself.
Oh yeah, this is Trog's track, isn't it? Ah,
Paradoxical Meteor Shower. This is so good.
Yeah.
It's a shame we can't get in touch with him that much.
With art by Neon Face. Oh yeah, right. Broken Dreams, art by Avanok, did a fantastic job with the
this part. Effects. Just like that, just the way it sounds like the keys are dancing almost. And I just love that.
Yeah, but Brad did the art for Broken Dreams.
And then, Kate did the art for, Paradoxical.
Meteor Shower. I'm just preparing myself for when the percussion comes in.
I want to hear more songs by Trog. He's so good. I mean, I heard a lot of his fan music before I got into actually writing music. And man, it was good.
Mm-hmm. Those crash cymbals.
That guitar is good.
Just, it's a lot of good.
Everything about this is good.
Hmm. I'm not sure what to talk about. Just, I really want to just enjoy it.
We're all sitting here in awe.
Oh, this build up.
Because it does sort of like, just the way that the piano dances really does give that sense of like all of the things falling down, all of the meteors coming down.
Yeah. Oh, that drum roll is really good too.
I like the in the art, the patterned way, the sort of twisting way that the
meteors fall.
The meteors, the fire is going up behind the
meteors. Yeah, that's really cool. I like the way Sky is actually drawn in that way too.
Yeah. I remember seeing that while it was like in the middle of being made, and I remember that the clouds on Skya were really
cool.
Yeah.
And continue to be really cool.
Yes, indeed.
Now we got another song by Mark, a really good one at that.
I haven't listened to this in a while, and I actually forget what I finally went with this, because this was another one.
You went with like pretty much entirely ambience.
Yeah.
But I like it. Oh man, the art for this, I forgot how good the art for this is.
The art for this is by Mixed, who does a fantastic job.
I mean, look at that sun. Look at it.
The sun looks really cool, and this is another one with some character art in it too. She and I kind of worked together to design
Mark is the seer of sound.
Yeah, a god tier thing. I'm the seer of sound.
Because he saw the project being completed.
I was the overseer.
That was the entire reason I suggested that to you. But so, ended up working because you have like synth and
synesthesia.
Yeah, you have that. And I like this track.
I have synesthesia and I literally see sound.
Yeah, it's really cool. True.
Yeah,
what do you see when you listen?
Such a good time,
wait, Mark. What do you see when you listen to this?
The green sun. What do you? Duh. No, it's, I don't know. It's more abstract than that, really. But what I did with this, I used this song is basically Absinthe 5 the song. Absinthe is great for making like.
Oh, wait, I love that.
Oh, these bells here. These bells are actually not from Absinthe 5, they're from...
I'm actually, that progression you're using right there, I'm using that in inspiration for that one song I'm working on with Sam.
Cool.
It's sort of a variation of it I'm writing, but I don't know, I realized after I wrote it that, oh man, I was inspired by this.
Yeah, the bells here actually were made... Oh yeah, I've got this little analog bass synth that came in here that's... I got that idea after playing a lot of Mass Effect. But the bells here are from Reactor Microprism.
Hey, speaking of Mass Effect, you should show this song to Big Giant Circles.
Yeah, maybe I will. Although, he worked on Mass Effect 2, not Mass Effect 1.
Yeah, that's true.
Mass Effect 2 had a lot fewer... influences from like analog synths,
right? Yeah, it didn't feel as like old science fiction film. It felt more dark, gritty science fiction.
All right. Cumulocirrus, the Oracle Cloud theme by Avanok with art by Tavia Mora.
This song is so good.
Fun fact about the art here: the assets from the art actually originally came from the music video for Michael's song Fly, which
it did.
Yeah, if you go and look, it's like somewhere in the first half of the music video, you'll see all these clouds looking up into the sky, like spinning around, and it's really cool.
I didn't know that.
So she actually sort of took those patterns, recolored them, and made them into a really great Oracle Clouds thing.
It's like clouds of clouds.
I love how this is just inspired by Dire Dire Docs.
It's a really bouncy tune.
And it has lovely chord transitions.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so beautiful.
Vaguely Kirby-ish, actually. At least in my opinion.
I definitely hear the influence that Brad was going for.
Yeah.
But maybe that's because I grew up with the game he was influenced by. And maybe that's why I also really love this song.
Yeah.
But it really is a very well-composed song.
Mm-mm.
Brad is a man of many, many talents.
Yeah, he is. Art, music, he's got it all.
It's literally all there is to do.
That's all there is.
Art and music, he does literally everything.
It's like, he's like Peter Tyler, not Peter. What's Slunk's name?
Well, Slunk. Peter Taylor.
Patricia. Peter.
Yes.
I know him.
He is the imported Slunk of Helmstick band music.
And fan art.
Yeah, and fan art.
Yes.
Slunk.
Because Slunk's on the music team and the art team.
Yeah, and he has a cool purple avatar, and that's so cool.
Shit.
Oh, now we got the battlefield. Art still by Tavia Mora.
Yes.
And it's so cool.
This thing's like a Rorschach.
Made out of blood.
Made out of the blood of fallen.
Ink blood.
Fallen
blood.
Prospidians.
Blood.
Wait, what if that's what Jack was looking at when he was flying over Amskaya?
He's like,
what does this make you feel, Jack?
It looks like a butterfly.
It looks like a butterfly of death.
It looks like pain.
Looks like pain and suffering. That's exactly what it is.
This song is really good, though.
Hmm.
I say that a lot about all the songs in the album. Coincidence or truth?
Right,
well, it's funny, I mean...
This song's another one by Terranon.
I think Battlefield was the main inspiration to why I wrote Take Flight, the battleship theme.
Hmm.
Because it does have that also battleship-esque sort of feel to it as well.
Yeah.
Veritas, I don't mean this in like an offense or anything. Whenever I listen to like the first beginning part of Take Flight, it always makes me laugh. It's just like... It's just so over the top and silly, and I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it takes a lot
there.
To get a battleship out of the air.
Yeah.
You were saying something, Mark?
Was I saying something?
No,
I don't
you
know.
Weren't. You totally mm-hmm. weren't.
And then I'll go back and listen to this and say, I was. I totally was.
And then you'll look up to the sky and you'll scream my name or something.
Exactly.
Charlie?
And I'll just laugh at myself, or I'll laugh at home or something.
What I really
this?
Like
this. I love
this.
This
reminds me of something. I can't think of what it reminds me of.
It makes me think a bit of Brawl. Some of the music in, like, the adventures of Brawl.
Notice how I say a lot of this music reminds me of something. Maybe that's because we're all big gamers.
Isn't everyone who reads Homestuck, though?
Yeah, that's true. Well,
except for maybe, like, Dante Bosco.
Hey, you don't know that. He could be a gamer.
Yeah, he doesn't talk about it, though, if he is.
Yeah. I gotta thank you again, Mark. Thanks for, like, setting up this whole project.
No problem. Yeah, this whole project actually came to be after a conversation I had with Tawa, which is... why I invited her to do some art for this, because actually she sort of sparked the idea in me, where she was saying, like, man, I wish Spurb had a soundtrack, and I was like, I can make that happen.
I can fix it.
No, stop, it's not out in Australia yet. I'm so sad.
Ooh, that ending is really good.
It's a nice story piece. It just has that flow.
Mm-hmm.
I love flow.
Speaking of flow, which was the original name for Frost.
This song is by Celatris and me. This is the Skya theme. I wrote this
Skya word
harp intro here. I really love
well,
this song.
Well, it's by you two, and it's also sort of by Kadrian.
It's inspired by something Kadrian did. But
yeah,
I don't know.
It was funny. We should talk about the everything that happened with the Skaia theme.
Okay.
Well, first I tried and I failed. Let's go on from there. Okay, I digress. I tried writing something for it. I had kind of an okay idea, but I couldn't really go anywhere with it. I was kind of musicked out at that point, and I needed something to spark my imagination again. But I didn't really want to take any risks with that, so I handed it over to Mark and Silatris.
Well, you handed it over to Kadrian.
Oh.
And Kadrian tried writing a few things in GarageBand for it, mostly just played around with the pentatonic scale. And we took what he had done and took inspiration from it, kind of adjusted some melodic parts.
Kind of reminds me of some of Solitris's old tracks, like, not Endless Dream. It was off Dawn to Dusk.
And while you're thinking of that, I'll continue because we don't have much time to talk about it before the next one.
Oh, that's true.
So, there goes my phone. Jeremy was actually over at my house and he was visiting, I think, for New Year's or something like that earlier this year. And we just kind of sat down and started writing this together. The meat of this song was actually a seriously collaborative effort compositionally. It was just us just kind of really picking at each individual measure and agreeing on stuff. So then I handed it off to Jeremy, and he wrote this whole part here with the woodwinds. He did the final production, and then I added in the little introductory line, which got slapped onto the front. And of course he did some composition revisions, mostly like the melody's all pretty intact, but he kind of adjusted some of the string voicing and stuff like that, and he wrote all the percussion parts as well. And we ended it on a nice little hopeful major chord there, which I think was interesting. Interesting choice on, well, that was actually Jeremy's doing.
But now we're on Resurrection, which is the God tier theme.
And another awesome Brad track. What a shock.
Mm-hmm.
With art.
Is this the one? Is this the one?
This is also art by Kate.
What do you mean, is this the one?
Is this the piece you like best of Brad's?
Well, no. I think all of Brad's tracks are the best. That was the joke.
Yeah.
Because oh. Brad is really good at what he does.
Yeah. And I really like this one.
The art for this is pretty amazing, too.
Yes, I agree. All those sparkles.
I like the guitar.
I like the timpani. Mr. Percussion. Yeah. While we're talking about Brad and Skaia, as we were before, Brad also sort of composed a little thing included at the end, which we'll obviously get to probably. But
probably, yeah.
In like an hour.
Meanwhile, years in the future, but not many.
We're approaching 2 hours now on this audio commentary.
Jeez.
Are you serious? Wow.
I thought the entire album was only 2 hours. Oh god, we haven't even reached endgame execution.
We'll get there.
But yeah, Brad wrote one to try and help you figure out something, didn't he?
Yeah, Charlie. And then I was like, oh, you know what? This sounds way better without me. You just use it. But seriously,
became
though,
a bonus track.
This song was basically made from my song. It was made from the little stuff that I used to write up the Skaia track. And he also took in some stuff from On Golden Dreams, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there was references to the cross tracks.
I think some Durst songs too, maybe. I think I'm wrong about that, but
anyway, but we're listening to Resurrection at the moment.
Yeah, and we are listening to Resurrection.
Building up to the major point.
Wait, can we talk about the art? Can we talk about the art?
Yes. What do you like
it's
about
so
it?
It's so pretty.
So sparkly. Like, so sparkly.
It's like one of those sand things that you had as a kid.
It's probably the most sparkly thing on here. All right. Here we go with,
Wait.
Ha. Now we have frogs. Ha.
Land of Blank and Frogs.
Hey, World it's frogs space. Theme.
Theme for gathering frogs.
Because it's funny, I remember that at this point in orchestra, we were playing a whole bunch of like Irish march stuff. I felt, you know what? Let's make a fun little piece in 2/4. Let's go and do it.
Yeah. I like how you quoted Frog's theme, even though you never played Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, I've never played Chrono Trigger, but you're like, do this.
The best part is, I said that as a joke, and you still did it.
Yeah. Well, of course. I think it's a funny reference, even though I don't.
It's
get
a great
it.
Reference. I love it. It just. You really should play Chrono Trigger though, if you get the chance.
I should. There's so
I
many
need
games
to beat Chrono Trigger.
My room's empty again. Really pretty. On the left part, that was Tony Fox's team at the start. Come on, man.
It was.
Yeah. The part in the beginning where the flutes come in.
Yeah.
It's sort of right there, like that part. That's like beginning two notes. It reminds me of that old Nursery Rhyme, "Do Your Ears Hang Low."
I like the art that Brad did for this. He did a different version of the art, which was just like a really dark looking frog, and it didn't sort of fit. But we made that the bonus track art.
There's something I can't tell about that art. I can't tell what your legs are doing.
I'm running, I think. Okay. I'm doing one of those, like, cartoony runs.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Oh, here comes, Frog Temple.
Yeah, Nucleus again. Come on, man.
This sounds so much like something from, like, something similar to the Forest Temple theme from Ocarina of Time.
Well, it's that, and I also thought it was sort of similar to the, you remember in Twilight Princess, the Desert Temple?
Yeah. Which was
sort of
basically
like that.
Well, those were basically the same temple, or the same dungeon, just in a different game.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
I've always thought that this one makes me think of, like, Dry Dry Ruins from Paper Mario.
Oh, that's true. I never actually thought of that. The piano makes me think of Akira Yamaoka.
So basically, we're just trying to equate this to as many video game themes as possible.
Well, it makes sense. It's a video game album.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, yeah, this one's by Nucleus with art by Toe.
I really like the art.
I know, it's pretty. I love the moon. Wait, my eye is just drawn to the moon, and that's it. On the...
Yeah. I love the space above the temple.
Man, you know what would have been really cool?
What?
If there was a little exile looking up at the temple.
True. Oh well.
What if the perspective is from the exile? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Here comes,
okay.
Yes, this track.
Full disclosure, this is my favorite track on the album.
Dang.
So yeah, this one's by Koneko, and... Also,
underwater basket weaving.
And also, Ablab.
Underwater basket weaving. Yep.
And yeah, underwater basket weaving did the original, and then he had to drop out for some reason. So I picked it up and made a remix. But then he hopped back in, so the original is kind of a bonus track now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the original is a bonus track, and it's a cool bonus track.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You should listen to it. In fact, we'll probably. I don't know, is it on? Yes, it is. So we will get.
It is on here, along with the awesome art that was done for it by Player Prophet.
Yeah. This one's also done by Dawn, isn't it?
Yeah, Dawn did the art for this.
I love the art for this track.
Dawn did art for both this track and the bonus, actually, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
So
well,
you're on...
if I remember, she redid it. Like, she did the first one as if it was for the thing, and then they switched it, and then they decided to use both anyway.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
I really do like this a lot.
That it's reminds good. Me of Hall. Wait, that part right there. That reminds me of In the Hall of the Mountain King.
This part? Yeah, I can't take credit for that because I think this was in the original as well. Yeah,
okay,
it's in the original.
Ablo probably liked In the Hall of the Mountain King, I guess. But I love how they're still on your old land, Land of Light and Thunder.
Yeah.
This is before
actually,
you came
to the really like that land, actually. Land of Light and Thunder. It's a nice land.
It's really cool land.
Yeah.
I still find it funny, like, all the juxtapositions and... Hey, none of them are breath players, but they're fighting against Typhius. None of us actually have a breath player in the session.
Yep.
What's
but then
Typhius
I became...
doing?
Well, then yeah, I became the breath player.
when you were there.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is apparently we'd be running around killing other people's denizens, so.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
The point is, no one cares about the denizens. No, that's a lie. I'm kidding.
Man, it's a Showtime reference here, which was also in the original. I just decided to put it in as well.
Well, actually, since it's Showtime, Typhius sort of fits there. Because he's on denizen.
To an extent, I guess.
I like how Typhius sort of has the MSPA face.
Yeah.
I never noticed that. He does.
Yeah.
No, and he's probably just wondering, who the hell are these two?
And sorry, I was just going to say, the rest of the song is basically a callback to the original.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was basically
I forgot. I did the guitar for this. I didn't play the guitar, but I did shred it for this,
and it was awesome.
I took the MIDI you sent me, adjusted it for expression purposes, and then, yeah. This guitar is from the wonderful Shreddage pack by Impact Soundworks, which is the company owned by Zircon, who is great. If it weren't for Zircon, this song would sound different.
Oh yeah, you talk to Zircon, don't you?
I talk to him every once in a while. But,
yeah. Oh, Mark, you're so cool. You have all these cool friends.
Yeah, a lot of staccato strings in this song.
You're so good at writing like those sort of high-paced battle themes.
I like writing high-paced battle themes, it's really fun. They take a really long time to write, though. It's just a thing.
The name of this is a reference to Final Fantasy VII, right?
Yes, that's exactly it. Because the original was the Wheel of Fire, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to throw in a random reference to FF7 here because I can.
Well, everyone loves FF7. FF7 is totally cool, guys.
I never played a Final Fantasy game in my life. Oh, yeah.
I never played FF7.
Dude, play FF6.
Yeah, FF6 was great.
I have some Final Fantasy game on Game Boy Advance that I got for my birthday earlier this year, and I still haven't played it.
Is it FF6? Yeah.
I don't remember.
No, if it's for the Game Boy Advance, it can either be 4, 5, or 6.
It can be 1 or 2. So.
Oh, but yeah.
I think it's 6.
Play it.
Okay.
You have to play it. It's one of the best RPGs.
What about Chrono Trigger, though?
Chrono Trigger is good, too. They're both by Square Enix.
They're both by Squaresoft.
Yes.
Whatever. It's the same company, except one was like softcore and soft grunge, and the other one isn't.
Okay, yeah, anyway, the ending part, yeah, that was a callback to Waking the Beast.
Hmm.
And
that was a good callback.
That song is so good, and I was just like, I have to go there and stuff.
Now we got the game over theme. Oops, looks like fighting the denizen wasn't the good idea.
Oh no.
Except that apparently Brad died next to his quest bait, so
Yeah, the art for this, the song's by Avanok, art is by Nurse Tiger.
Yeah.
And Nurse Tiger drew Avanok with a sword through his back.
Wasn't his hands
reaching out for his quest bed, just inches away, he didn't make it.
Yeah, and that's his game over. Scratch your disc, I guess.
Yes, no.
I like that idea.
Oh,
it's like
that piano part right there, that reminds me of the Super Meat Boy soundtrack, Rapture.
Hmm.
Rapture.
It reminds me of the end.
Oh, it ends. It ends.
It reminds me of that.
Yeah, I can see where you're getting that from.
So wasn't the original idea for the art for this track that Kadrian killed him or something?
Well, an alternate Kadrian.
Yeah, alternate Kadrian came back in time. Dressed up as Ezio or something.
Yeah. Actually, an idea for Ostark in which the main villains were actually our future selves. Or past selves, depending. Like, future selves who didn't actually want the Reckoning to occur would go back and stop us and attempt to stop us from triggering the Reckoning. I'm not sure how that would work. You can't stop the Reckoning. You can't stop the Reckoning because you create a paradox in which you never enter the medium, but, you know, at the same time, you also create a paradox
where you never exist, because you'd still be babies on the meteors.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just a question of whether you want to deal with that against our future selves. It's kind of decided that, we'll just kind of deal with it as it goes along. even though we're totally creating a time paradox.
We'll make it up as we go.
Yeah. We're not even talking about what the song really the song itself, are we?
No. I mean, paradox space doesn't really, you know, it's kind of wonky on the rules, so like...
Paradox space is the final villain of Homestuck, preach it.
Alright, this is the choice theme called Dilemma.
The choice.
I always figured our future selves would just be like, you know, it's worth it to face the potential cost of not existing to save the world from not being ruined by meteors. I don't
know. Yeah, that's true. Wait, can we talk about the song? Because this is really good.
We can talk about the song. I'm sorry, I kind of sidetracked the whole thing there.
And the art. The art is so beautiful.
By Player Profit.
Yeah, look, what is that background even doing? I don't know, but it's pretty.
What was Fuzz's planet?
Man, the synths. Those synths. Now, for the longest time, actually, until pretty much very recently, all versions of the choice we had this bad clipping issue with it. I don't know if this one does, too. I'm pretty sure it doesn't, but I could be wrong. But then Fuzz went back and fixed it, and now we have a really cool version that doesn't have clipping. And the song is just really beautiful.
And it's in 7/4.
It is?
Yeah, it is.
Let me count that out. Oh, I guess it is.
Yep.
Yeah. This isn't a Nucleus song, but I just didn't say that Nucleus is really good at writing complex time. This is a Nucleus song, this is a fast song, but you know.
Yeah.
Just comment.
And if you remember, Fuzz wrote Farewell on the Lofam album.
Yeah, that was good. I love Farewell.
It's like a really well known track of his because it's so pretty and good and awesome.
Yeah, when we were doing the track order for the album, I actually wanted it to be the last track just because it was so good, but
Then you had to put in the extra track.
No, I think we just ended up with I can't remember exactly what happened. I think I pitched a couple of potential track orders, and eventually we decided the one that ended with Hesse and Night, which was a better idea, so we went with that. Not super sure what happened there, forgot, but yeah.
It's so nice and ambient, and it's really sort of like got that feel that you've got the time, you can make this decision, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't there supposed to be scales in the background or something?
Yeah, Dawn wanted to put scales in the background of the artwork, but then she thought it might get too complex and stuff, and it would have been a funny music pun, but yeah.
Oh, that would have been a really good music pun. I would have loved that. Oh, and here comes another Triken track, and it's so good.
Yeah, and this is one of the arts I really, really love as well.
It's really pretty. It's Land of Incense and Frogs.
Yeah, so this is the theme for the Forge. By Triken with art by Selene Pike.
So fun fact, I actually talked to Triken as he was thinking this up. It was sort of inspired by one of the tracks from Mega Man X, if I recall correctly. Flame Mammoth.
All that inspiration from video games.
Yeah, I know, it's such a shocker. The horns in this are really good.
That gong. That percussion.
What key is this in?
I don't know. I'm not near my piano to check.
So good though. We're coming up on the home stretch of the second part of the album.
Yeah.
The
art is just so nice. It's just...
Is it kind of wrong if I say the art is the best part of this album?
No, everything is the best part.
Everything
of this
is
album.
The best part of the album. Come on.
Yeah. What if the album's the worst part of everything about the album?
Oh.
Whoa.
I just blew your mind.
I don't think I have the ability to comprehend that.
That was too meta for him.
Yes. You gotta go back to meta choices. Rethink your meta choices.
Nice one.
Thank you.
What I like about the art is that there's like some great focal blur on it.
Yeah.
It looks really cool. I like the fog effects in there. Well, incense, whatever.
Mm.
Incense fog. Mm. Incense frogs.
No, it's kind of funny because if you go back to the frog art, then it doesn't really reflect incense and frogs because there's like all these
trees.
Well,
it's all blurry, so...
Yeah.
It's all blurry because there's fog.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
This really is a good track, though.
Mm, it's got that nice sort of deep tribal feel to it.
Yeah. It's fitting for a land called Land of Incense and Frogs.
Mm. Mm. I don't want this song to end because my song's next.
Hey, your song is really good, and it's based off Mario and Luigi RPG.
yeah, the
it sounds
track.
So much. Yeah.
And that's really good because Yoko Shimomura is amazing.
So yeah, this next song is by Scott, with art by Mixed. She did a great job. Scott did
that's
a great
cool.
job. It's all awesome.
Yeah.
And
that's cool. Page
so. This song reminds me so much of Mario and Luigi.
Wasn't that intentional?
I don't think it was. No, I didn't go in with the sense of making it sound like Mario and Luigi.
Wait, I need to check my stupid comment counter to see how many I just made.
Wait, what?
No, it's okay. But
check out that cool Page of No outfit. Totally canon.
Yeah, totes canon. Totes canon.
What was the idea with the like there's like they're like
it's a castle the town goes to
veins flowing out from the
yeah cause
the book on the center
yeah it's a long story.
Okay. Well, we got time, like... I mean we can talk about it during endgame execution. It's 9 minutes.
Yeah,
or I could talk about it during my song, which is like 5 minutes.
Okay.
I don't know, it's basically because the original idea for the Page of No was Page of Knowledge, which was based on having sort of like an evolved version of Spurb that allowed players to have two syllable aspects that were combinations of two aspects. So, like, my brother had Matter, which was a combination of space and void. And things like that. Anyway, I won't go on about it here because that might end up actually becoming a fan adventure. But
it would be the best fan adventure.
Yeah. But yeah, basically it was because it was sort of like a higher level of evolution that the outfits were a bit more complex and stuff. I don't know. I liked having the sparks on because it was meant to represent like brain neurons connecting and brain passages going out throughout the thing because of knowledge. But I'm not even knowledge.
Can you imagine how awkward this track art would be if you had the canon Page output?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to look nearly as badass.
I've cosplayed that Page outfit.
Oh.
Recently.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't cosplay it as like Page of No, but I cosplayed as Page of Hope as Jake.
Okay.
Good fun.
Did like someone come up to you and say, "It feels like I'm wearing nothing at all"?
No, I think I said it at one point. This is the piano part that like inspired the whole piece. It's this part here. Like, this, I just love that piano part that I do there.
So why did you come up with the Battlefield Castle theme? Why didn't you go into that?
Basically, I think we wanted a Battlefield Castle theme because we were like, well, we got a battlefield, but there's also the castles. Or I think I had this was the theme for Battlefield. I was going to put it forward as the theme for the Battlefield, but we decided to change from that, that idea, or something like that. And I instead said, well, okay, let's make it for the Battlefield Castle. And I made it sort of a two-part thing, one where you're just exploring the castle and one where some sort of action is happening and stuff like
that. Kind of reminds me of Hollow Bastion. In that sort of retrospect.
Hollow Bastion's a good song.
Yeah, Hollow Bastion's an amazing song.
Actually, Hollow Bastion's not the name of the song. It's called something in Latin.
Whatever, the name of the planet's actually Radiant Garden anyway, so whatever, what are we even talking about?
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah. This was probably the hardest song to write for me. And I have to thank Nucleos a whole bunch for helping me with it.
Here comes 9 minutes. The really cool song with the best art ever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying that
to one. All right, so
okay, look at that monstrosity.
Endgame execution, the Black King battle theme by Koneko.
I'm not saying that ironically. I think this is the best art.
With art by Shy Muffin, and so this is the Black King. This is based off of all of our prototyping ideas, which include party cat. So there's a party hat. Let's see. There was a
spaceman.
Yeah, a spaceman. Yep. So there's a.
He's
got a space helmet.
There's a Rubik's Cube in there. That's Obama's cube. Picture.
The shoulder plates.
I have the knight armor.
Right.
Yeah, knight armor. I had the book. The book was mine.
Yeah, so he's holding a book. I prototyped one of my KRK Rocket 5 studio monitors, so he's got this like big speaker and on like right on his face instead of a face. And I don't remember who it was, but somebody prototyped a picture of Barack Obama. So
that was Fuzz.
That was Fuzz. I thought it would have been underwater basket weaving, but
Black King Obama.
So he's
two terms.
He's got this big picture of Barack Obama, in white on his stomach, and it's.
What do you think? What do you think the Obama prototyping actually gives him as a power? That's what I meant. That's the most important question about OS stuff.
Good auditory skills.
It gives him the ability to give really convincing speeches.
It gives him the power of two terms.
Gives them the power of,
So wait.
That makes him have two lives.
That means he has two lives.
He's going to back twice because he's around for two terms.
That means you have to kill him twice. Well, wait a minute. Would that mean you have to kill all the underlings twice?
Oh no.
Wait, does that mean that there's like a Dursite version of Joe Biden? Oh my god, it's Jack Noir.
Jack Noir becomes Joe Biden.
Yes.
Okay, let's actually talk about the song now, because this
Koneko, you're fantastic.
This part.
Yeah. I actually had like four parts of this song, and each of the first part and the last part none, but the two middle parts, they are all based on unreleased projects. Like, actually, after I started making music for a while, I planned, like, to do this whole orchestral suite thing that would be called, like, The March of the Black King, but that never actually materialized. I made, like, one song, and it sucked so badly, I was just like, nope, I'm throwing this project out the window. Straight out the window.
That's pretty much all of our
but
style.
This organ part was lifted wholesale from that project. Pretty much, yeah. Except I think it was strings in the original, but it's organ here. Yeah. Basically, all the organ parts in this song I lifted from old projects. Which is kind of embarrassing to admit, but whatever.
That's the way to go.
Also, I gave each part of this song a different name, just because I could. It's actually very dancing mad inspired.
Yeah. Dancing mad inspired, where's that really cool angelic part at the end?
That's like the heroic segment, like.
That's the part that everyone remembers about Dancing Mad.
Yeah.
But this is a really cool song. I love the part that plays when, we're gonna hear it in a little bit, when the actual battle against the Black King starts.
Actually, the battle against the Black King has already started. It's just that this is the part where he's being around and he hasn't summoned the Reckoning and shit yet.
Okay, the part where he summons the Reckoning then, you know what I mean. Yeah. Where it's like, it sounds like a an enemy encounter thing, noise.
Yeah, I really like the Black King noises I made for this. Actually, actually. I stole the idea from one of the Nepeta quests of like the Negapeta. Yeah, I stole like the rough method for making growly screechy noises from that and just ported it over.
You know, and that was the reference to the Black King theme. Rex Duodecim Angelus.
Yeah.
There we go. This is like I guess the Black King's final form. Yeah.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of? That noise? It reminds me of Lavos from Chrono Trigger.
Oh yeah, Lavos.
This makes me think of...
I guess I achieved what I was aiming for then. Yeah, that's totally what I was trying to do.
So how did you rate
what
that?
Is it?
How did you rate that?
Copla Blaze Magma?
Wait, sorry, what?
How did you rate that simple part that's playing right there? Or well, that was playing.
Like that sound, or like this part of the song?
There's that like crazy synth sort of bass.
Oh,
run.
It's like arpeggios
in the background.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like that.
I think it's synthesized pop, actually. I can't remember.
Huh. Well, like, what approach did you take when, like, sequencing out the notes for that?
Oh, I went with the strings first. Like, I just went with my usual method, where I do the melody first. Mm-hmm. Which in this case is basically the string, and then I fill in everything else. So yeah, the arpeggios actually came after that.
Ah.
I was like, this sounds kind of empty, and I want to fill it up, so I just did arpeggios. Arpeggios are cool.
Yeah, so definitely helped make it sound a lot more driving.
Yeah, and then this organ part is like, I lived it from that whole project.
This is the part where everyone like joins up together and you're like, hey, we're gonna take you down, Black King. Yeah.
This is basically the part where all the heroes are like, okay, we're gonna screw up your shit, pretty much. It's just, yeah, I pulled this from an old track that was supposed to be a final boss type track. And I just couldn't finish it because it didn't flow properly. But then I lifted the organ part of that. So this segment is supposed to just sound really heroic overall.
So if Marcus is the seer of sound, is he actually fighting right now, or is he just telling us what to do?
I give you
you a hamburger?
I don't give you any hamburgers. You don't deserve a hamburger because you made that comment.
Wait, what are we talking about now?
Why have we gone into kill theory?
I was going to say, I don't know exactly what a seer of sound would do. I still haven't totally figured that out. What applications it would have, I guess.
Well, you can see sound. You can see, like, when attacks are going to fall.
True.
It's like, I don't know.
I can
remember a seer is one to see their element and use it towards, like, I mean, like, Rose has the whole, like, sees the most fortuitous path for them.
I mean, I'd assume that I'd be able to just have, like, this all-encompassing knowledge of what was going on as far as I could sense, so I could...
Yeah, I always conceptualized Monk's ability as this sort of sonar type thing with a really large radius once you go god tier.
I like to think that my power would be very similar to that of Toph from Avatar The Last Airbender, except not limited to what's touching the ground.
Yeah
sort of something like that.
Everywhere, based on sound instead of like feelings from vibrations in the floor or in the ground.
So you go into like cool like vibrating vision.
Yes. So I'd basically be able. I'd assume that the way it would help out in battle is I'd be able to, like, I'd be able to hear
where things are gonna fall.
Maybe like hear.
Like you can hear where meteors are gonna fall exactly.
Well, that's more. Yeah, I guess it would probably give me a more comprehensive knowledge of.
Oh, wow, that was a really cool ending.
Yeah, the backing date.
Yeah. Anyway.
The last part is pretty much identical to the first part, really, in terms of composition. Just slower, and...
Coming up next is a very punny name, Where Ribbit All Began.
The Genesis Frog theme.
By Taranon.
Yeah, it's Venus.
With art by Tawa.
It was by Taranon? Taranon did it?
Yeah. Taranon, yeah.
Yeah.
Tamlin did that in the next two tracks, which is this and High Hopes.
I love the name of this track. Rainer was really cool. Man, I'm glad he was a part of this album.
I'm still waiting to release this so I can finally use the Black King dancing shift. Seriously, the shift.
This one is so, so ambient.
Yeah, it is.
Really interesting chords.
I love this part. Just this entire melody thing. Mm-hmm. Melodic.
The percussion's really great.
It sounds almost like a save theme, actually. Like, I don't mean like save theme, like our save thing. I mean, like, I don't know how to put it in the perspective.
Yeah.
I guess ambient is really just the right word to say about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's reflective. Chuck,
I need to chuck another one up on the stupid comment center.
I'd say it's reflective.
Rainer said he wanted it to be really tense, and like, oh man, what's gonna happen? But then, oh wait, it's just a frog, okay.
Just a frog.
And then Tawa did the art, which I think Mark mentioned.
Yeah, she did a great job with the art.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
I really
cool.
do love it.
It's pretty.
Good
art. I love the lotus. I just, the soft gradient and everything, and...
Yeah. I love how spiritual it looks.
Yeah. I like how it just ended up like this tree-hated thing, though.
Alright, next we got Higher Hopes.
High Hopes, also by Rainer.
Rainer Double Power Hour.
Yeah. Seems appropriate after I took three tracks in a row with the dust stuff.
Higher Hopes almost sounds like a continuation of the Genesis Frog theme.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Where's the roof on the Suburba house?
They didn't have one. Like, you see when the trolls are winning the game, when they're about to open their door, there's no roof on their house logo.
Oh, there isn't?
Yeah.
I
never
actually,
noticed.
I hadn't realized that when Mix first did the art here, and I pointed that out, and she was like, "Oh, no, they don't have a roof or anything."
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't pay attention that much to the trolls. Because the trolls are totally not important in Homestuck. No siree.
It's okay, I didn't really pay much attention to them either.
Yeah.
Well, no, I guess I paid attention after Act 5, Act 1.
Yeah, well, this is the song for, you beat the game, go you.
Yep. Claiming your reward.
I should say we should have had a credit team that was just like all of the songs and the OST medley together.
I was considering writing one, but I thought it'd be just a huge time sink and I didn't have the time.
Yeah,
to
that's
well,
also
have
the reason
time,
why I didn't
write it. You have time
to write it. Maybe later on I'll just... Maybe if we do some sort of subsidiary OST album,
So what do you guys think is behind that door anyways?
An entry into the next world.
Yeah, pretty much.
The one that
like literally you go into the Genesis fog, I guess. I don't know.
I thought it'd be cool if like, well, no, not cool. More like just funny if like you open the door and it's just a bunch of computers and you just play The Sims for the rest of your life.
No, actually that would be pretty terrible. Your rewards to play The Sims forever.
And then like as soon as someone else starts playing Suburban there, you're like, it's just this game over, you're like, huh, and you walk out the door and just leave.
It's like, oh well, guess
it's here we go, now. Gods of the New World. And it says universe creation, but this is really the credits theme.
Yes. This is
like, I always thought this was like a credits montage where it shows a bunch of pictures of what are they up to now sort of deal.
This is like the third longest song on the album, I think.
But hey, after this, we're done with all the long tracks.
Yeah.
The main album, anyway.
Yeah, and we're gonna be like on the home stretch.
So you got bonus track.
The home stuck stretch.
Oh, very with jokes. Those were very good.
Damn, Infog is very good. Oh, yeah, I just realized something.
What?
All of the tracks involving people dying have bad and dub.
They have what?
Brad. They have bad and dub. Like, are we not? Like, bad
I guess so. I guess.
Yeah.
Labs has Brad in it.
Yeah, the Resurrection is bad. The Game Over one's bad. Prime, which Nerd Tiger drew to have a meteor almost hitting the player, is also bad.
Are you implying that Brad likes death in some way? Are you implying that he is Andrew Hussey?
I don't know. Hey, look, the Doom timeline art is also bad.
Yeah, that's true. I like the Doom timeline art, but I don't know what to get from it. What am I supposed to imply here?
He was prototyped.
Did Brad just become the universe?
Brad got prototyped. That's what
I don't know, man. Whatever.
Brad looked at the universe and it was all spoons.
You spoony Brad. This is such a good. This is by Imbrog, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it's by Imbrog.
God, he's just.
With art by Invalid Griffin.
I really do like the art for this as well.
Yeah. Really nicely painted.
This music is really beautiful. There's not really much else to say about it. It's so good.
Well, I mean, okay, so we're wrapping up with like the main tracks now. Is there anything we want to say before we go on to the bonus tracks after this one?
Yeah, this album's awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic. I'm so happy.
Thank you for listening this far into our commentary.
Like 1 year something. How long was this thing actually in development? I'm thinking about
it. It's been at least a year.
Yeah.
I started this project in late July 2011.
Look how far we've come.
So 1 year. Okay. I hope it was worth the 1 year and 4 months everyone had to wait for this thing to come out.
I think definitely.
And the next one will be even better.
Like, I mean, we've all improved a lot since like we did these songs actually, so...
Well, I think we're gonna have more music related to this project because we're doing a fan adventure.
Yeah, we're doing stuff.
And we're gonna have music for that fan adventure because we're gonna have flash animation and stuff going on. So, you know, Koneko's putting out his Land of Jazz and Masks.
Without the land of his jazz and masks.
His jazz and masks theme.
I'm gonna do album. Calculator Technique, which has stuff from Land of FX and music.
So yeah, wait, are we gonna try and make OS Duck more canon?
For what?
Like,
not canon.
Are you gonna make
like,
OS Duck sound more canon-ish?
Oh, as in like,
keep things more.
Like actually using canon titles and whatnot.
maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we probably will. I mean, I'm calling Hair Void. I mean, title-wise. And,
Hair Void?
Hair Void, yeah.
Well, isn't I went it, and changed
isn't
my...
Isn't that Equius, though?
Oh, sorry, Mage of Void.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm calling Mage of Void.
I call either, Knight of Wrath or Rogue of Mind.
Sam wants Flint of Mind, or if it's... Wait. Is Sam in... I'm gonna be in this thing.
I don't know.
I seem to remember someone else taking mine though. Agent? Whatever, I mean, we can sort it out later. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But look out for it.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be awesome.
This is a nice end.
So yeah, thanks to all those people on the forums, especially. Seems to be the people on the forums are the ones who are looking forward to this album the most.
Yeah.
That's where it all started anyway.
Yeah.
So
everyone was like,
thanks to you guys for sticking with us and still still posting in the thread over a year after it started and asking, hey, where's the album?
Yeah, we were told there was going to be an album.
Where is it?
Even
well,
though, like,
I can tell you now, here it is.
Yes, it's here
yeah.
in all its glory.
It's out right now.
It's not out right now as of commentary recording time, but it will be out in a week from commentary recording time.
Well, 2 weeks, actually. Well, not 2 weeks.
No.
Like,
no.
2 days after.
1 week and a day.
Yeah,
one week.
1 week
and a day? Yeah, it sounds about right.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's see how many dumb comments that's on. 17? Yeah, that sounds about right.
You're counting it?
Yeah, I should count it.
All right.
No, I'm not actually counting it, but... I figured it would be a funny joke to say in the commentary. A running gag, if you will.
The child's dumb comment tally.
The child's comments of...
And there's another one!
Confusing conundrums?
Except not by Charlie this time.
Confused child's comments.